Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Fuck the front line, bitch.
Any of you fucking pricks move, and I'll execute every motherfucking last one of you.
It's showtime, folks.
Hello, moviegoers all over the globe. What's up? How's it going? My name is Wade Needham, and I am your host of the CinemaFlare.com podcast. I want to give a little introduction to myself real quick before we jump into like the big topic of this episode. In case anybody's wondering, who's the Schmohawk? He got a podcast about movies and television and cinema and all that stuff. Like, what's he done? The answer to that question is I really haven't done much. I watched a lot of movies. I watched a lot of TV shows. As far as experience in the actual film business, I don't have any. Education-wise, I have a bachelor's degree in communications with a focus on mass media studies. I've taken several film classes, some screenwriting classes. I've written several short stories, short films as well, screenplays. And I've only written one full feature script that's under my belt. And hopefully in 2022, I'll be able to write another full feature and kind of have that under my belt for a little bit. I do plan in the future to shop the scripts around to actually get them made. I have a couple of friends that have actually made some short films. I don't have the means to actually get them done by myself, so I'm going to have to take the route of just being a writer and saying, hey, I got something here. You want to make it? Please don't mold it too much out of my vision. But of course I'm a writer, so I don't have that much, you know, I don't have much say in it once I relinquish the script to a producer, right? Because it's all up to them. So there you go. Other than that, as far as any experience that I have in the entertainment business, professional wrestling is a form of entertainment. I have run a successful pro wrestling blog and a podcast for the past 22 years, and the last 11 years I've been doing play-by-play commentary in the world of professional wrestling, most notably for the Empire Wrestling Federation for 7 years, and also worked on several different websites. I've provided voiceover work for several different projects online, including No DQ CAW, Slam and Jam, and other animated series as well. So that's my resume. Dabbled a little bit in journalism as well. And, you know, I was a DJ at Coyote Radio, a journalist at the Coyote Chronicle. Been featured in the Press Enterprise newspaper a handful of times. So there you go. Okay, so these podcasts necessarily aren't going to be too long unless we have a panel of people on there. Then we're going to have like a symposium, if you will. Normally, when it's just me, we're going to have one or two topics, just real down-to-earth conversation. I'm not going to try to be, you know, one of these personalities that comes on and, it, you know, tightening the necktie a little too tight, you know, and being IBM style and all that kind of stuff, you know. We're going to be more like how Apple was when they first started. The you know, real laid-back, casual, not too piratey. But we're going to, you know, a nice casual conversation, if you will. And on this first show, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the film House of Gucci, because I saw it twice this week and I thought it was a really good film, and it's a big topic right now and it's still relevant. So I thought I would just kickstart that, you know. It's really easy for me to see movies nowadays, because Regal, it's like the main theater here in my town of San Jacinto, California. We don't have an AMC. We don't have a Harkins. We don't have any of the other ones. We have a Regal. And then the town over has a Regal as well. So Regal is very easy to get to. And they have the unlimited plan. And we're tier two, which is $21 a month. And you can see as many movies as you want within that month, and you get 10% discount, I believe, on concessions and whatnot too. So, I mean, it's not bad. You go in there, you get a movie for the $21, and then it's like $5 and some change for a small drink, and you're good to go. And every once in a while, you redeem 6,000 points that you earn for a small popcorn. Yeah, I mean, you can't beat that, right? So ever since that started, I've been going to the movie theater a lot more often. I see movies that I normally wouldn't go see because I wouldn't want to pay, you know, $20 a ticket to go see it, or even $10 a ticket. So I'm more inclined to want to go see some of these movies. Now, don't get me wrong. House of Gucci would be a movie that I would pay a full ticket price to go see if the unlimited plan wasn't available. But I'm just kind of explaining to you, you know, my thought process on how I go see movies now compared to, say, 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I was very tight. I was very frugal with my movie theater spending habits. I probably went to the movie theater 3 times a year 5 years ago. Whereas now I go at least once a week. Sometimes I'll go see the same movie twice in 1 week, like I did House of Gucci. I went and I saw it on Wednesday, and then I saw it again on Friday. Halloween Kills was another example of that. I went and I saw it a week later. I want to go see it again. I regret not seeing The Last Duel twice in the theater, though. I like that. And we'll get into that in a minute, too, because it ties into House of Gucci, because both Last Duel and House of Gucci were made by Ridley Scott, who makes good movies. And despite what a lot of people out there have said about both of those movies, The Last Duel and House of Gucci, I think they are really good movies. I was very entertained by both of them. With The Last Duel, I really liked the concept of, you know, the three different perspectives of the story. The movie could have been a 90-minute movie. Sure, it could have been. Would it have been as fun? Probably not. Did it go a little too long? Yeah. 2.5 hours almost is a little too long. 2 hours would have been perfect. There's a lot of stuff they probably could have chopped out. A couple things they could have rushed, you know, brought up, you know, a little quicker pace in the film. But I digress. Anyway, House of Gucci. House of Gucci. I got some information about the film right now. Obviously, like I said before, directed by Ridley Scott. Produced by Ridley Scott and Gianina Scott, Kevin J. Walsh, and Mark Huffam. Screenplay by Becky Johnston and Roberto, I can't even pronounce his last name, not even going to try it because I'm just going to butcher it. It's a story by Becky Johnston. Based on the book House of Gucci, Sensational Story of Murder, Madness, and Glamour and Greed by Sarah Gay Forden. And of course, the budget for this movie, $75 million. It's a lot of money, man. It's a lot of money. $75 million. As of right now, December 4th, 2021, where I'm recording this, 3:12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by the way. The box office, $42 million. So they have not even gotten in the realm that you would normally want to be happy as a studio, right? Spending $75 million and you make $42 million back. So, I mean, it's a lot of money. It is a lot of money, House of Gucci. The movie started Lady Gaga, Adam Driver, Jared Leto, Jeremy Irons, Selma Hayek, and Al Pacino. I've read some reviews of this. And a consensus is a lot of people were very upset with Al Pacino's performance, very upset with Jared Leto's performance. Al Pacino's Al Pacino. He gets a free ride on everything, okay? It's Tony Montana, guys, okay? It's Tony Montana. He does whatever he wants. I don't give a shit. He does what he wants. He's allowed to. He's earned it, all right? Selma Hayek, I thought she did very well. Jeremy Irons, the dude could play a great asshole. Jared Leto, I thought was the star of the movie. I very much enjoyed his performance as Paolo Gucci. He's an idiot. but he's Aldo's idiot. One of my favorite moments in the movie was when he tells Maurizio and Patrizia to not confuse shit with your chocolate. They may look the same, but they taste different. And then he goes, I should know. Just, you know, the makeup job on him, the acting, the performance, just overall, I thought that dude was biggest star of the show right there. Adam Driver is, he's an interesting actor. He really is. I mean, from my understanding, I believe he's a method actor. So he really gets into it. And I could see that maybe Lady Gaga is about the same way too, because anything that I've seen her in, she really hits a home run. Those two together have great on-screen chemistry, in my opinion. This movie did go a little bit longer than I had hoped. Especially when the first time I watched it, I really was like thinking, like, holy crap, man, what time is it? The second time around, it wasn't so bad. Obviously, because I knew what to expect, right? Because I'd already seen it before. Especially, it was 48 hours before. But no, I thought, you know, the cinematography was really good. The camera angles, the shots, everything was well done. Director of photography for this film, I think, should definitely get an award for it. Let's see, who was the director of photography for this? I got it up right now on Wikipedia. I can't see anybody listed as that, but oh well, that's sad. That I think they should put that in. I mean, it's probably somewhere, I'm just not finding it, I guess. But anyway, you guys get what I'm talking about. Yeah, the soundtrack I thought was really good, man. It brought back a lot of memories of, you know, some of the music from the 80s and whatnot. I'm an 80s kid. I was born in the early 80s. I grew up in the 80s. I grew up in the 90s. Some may argue that I still have not grown up. If you know, but it's all good. It's all good. Hey, I'm trying. I'm so used to doing pro wrestling content. It's bear with me. It's a work in progress here. CinemaFlare.com. Talking about something other than wrestling. Plus, I decided I'm just going to do this on the fly too. So I normally would have notes with me when I do a podcast. I'm just being fully transparent with you guys. I'm being fully transparent. This is a different animal. This is a different approach than projects that I've done in the past, where I'm extremely conservative. I'm very tight with my production and whatnot. I don't want to be like that. This is supposed to be for us to get together and geek out together about movies and TV shows and give my thoughts on this, you know, and see if anybody out there is like-minded and wants to geek out with me. I'm not necessarily looking for fights. I'm not looking for, I mean, I'm up for a healthy debate if you guys want to have a healthy debate. As long as, you know, no one's attacking each other's personal characters and whatnot. But yeah, no, House of Gucci, man. It was good enough for me to want to go see it twice in 1 week. So that definitely gets a 2 thumbs up from me. And I don't want to start this scale of like, oh, how many stars or 2 thumbs up or, you know, a kick in the leg or whatever. I don't know. I don't want to start a scale like that. I'm just saying it was good. It makes me want to go see it. I would not be opposed to seeing it a third time. But there are other movies that I do want to go see, especially this coming week. I think there's going to be some more releases. And we got The Matrix coming out again. That's going to be out in, next week? Or the week after? What day is that? The 17th, I think? And then Licorice Pizza comes out, too, this month. I really want to see that. Paul Thomas Anderson, always produces good stuff, man. Boogie Nights was fantastic. That was a great movie. The soundtrack was great. Just the period pieces that he does, they're great. I need to expand my vocabulary. They're exquisite. There you go. All right, that's my thoughts on House of Gucci, Ridley Scott, and Jared Leto's performance and all that stuff, and an introduction to Cinema Flair. We're going to be doing watch-alongs, watch parties, whatever you want to call them, on Twitch. Follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/CinemaFlairLive. Follow us on Twitter and on Facebook at Cinema Flair, and on Instagram, CinemaFlairCom. C-O-M, CinemaFlairCom. CinemaFlair.com. If you go there, the links to everything are there. We have the auditorium where you could, you know, watch the movies with us, the Amazon Prime Video and all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, man, we're just going to have some fun, man. Let's chat it up about movies and TV and stuff like that, you know. And a countdown to, or I can't really do a countdown because we don't know the date, but an anticipation countdown, I guess, of when Better Call Saul comes back on TV, because that's the greatest TV show ever made, in my opinion. I know, there's going to be a lot of people going to argue with me on that one, but that's fine. That's cool. You got what you like, I got what I like, and that's all gravy. All right. I'm going to go ahead and take off, play some video games, maybe Animal Crossing or Surviving Mars. I don't know. But I'm going to go play some games and have some fun. All right. You guys keep popping that popcorn, and I'll talk to y'all later. All right. Be cool.